There he is, making his weekly visit just on another day. It is Ted Jenkin, Oxygen Financial. And Steve, I you know, each week Ted sends over different things that, you know, he wants to talk to the audience about. But I was like, you know what? And we try not to shoot over anyone's heads, because sometimes, you know, money talk will become monotonous, and maybe people might not get it or whatnot.
It can be confusing. Everybody wants to make more money with their money, but sometimes it gets confusing.
But I wanted this conversation to be about the small ball player, Ted. Me.
Not the big baller, the small baller.
And Steve, and I think most of our audience.
Oh, so small.
Explain the email that I sent to you the other day. Explain what I said.
Yeah, so Jason sends me this email. And believe me, over my career the last 25 years, I get emails like this all the time saying, "Hey, Ted, I heard about a stock that's going to hit it big. Mm-hmm. I heard about a stock that's going to triple, quadruple. It's going to make 10 times its money. What do you think?"
I did say almost exactly that to a T.
Yeah. So?
Well, you know, usually when you have stocks like that, it's one of those things when I told Jason, you know, these things are always boom or bust. You know, it's one of those things where you're at a party and somebody says, "Hey, you got to get into this now because it's going to explode." And, you know, there are the things that people hope and dream, just like they did with the Powerball several months ago, that if I just put a little bit of money in, that I could actually make it big.
But so did you give Bailey the speech where you go, you know, don't put money into it unless you're willing to lose it?
Well, here's how I look at it. Here's how I look at it, Steve, and I'll tell you what the stock is here in a second.
You're going to give us some info here?
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I just know what I read, and I did do my research, but you have to take chances. And it's not if you're doing stocks, even if you don't know anything about it. And I don't. I really don't. That's why we have you, Ted, and Oxygen Financial. But I saw this this article, and then I did some research on a company called I don't even know what it's called. What's it called?
Energous.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not a recommendation to buy it.
No, you can't. You can't. So, you can't do that on the
not
radio.
On the air.
Okay. So you looked up a company called Energous.
Well, I saw it in an article, and what they're doing.
I just love this humbling moment. It's so cute. I could hug you.
What they're doing, Steve, is they're designing wireless charging for your mobile devices using radio waves, which is, without a doubt, I mean, it's no secret, that is the future. It's kind of almost here with those pads where you just have to set your phone down and you don't have to plug anything
in. So getting rid of the cords.
Right. Getting rid of the cords. And that will be the wave of the future, so to speak. And they charge the mobile devices using radio waves. And it also has to do with the companies that provide the mobile devices for them to be, you know... What are you laughing at?
Well, no, it's just no.
Am I right?
I'm proud of him. He did some research.
When people see these ideas like this, this is a great example.
Okay.
I was telling Jason when we went through this thing that a few years ago everyone was talking about 3D printers, and they said 3D printers—they're the rage. And so there are these companies that went public in 3D printing, and the truth is they went from a little bit of money to these huge stock prices in a year. And now they've almost all bottomed out because people don't know exactly where they know what 3D printing is going to be here. They just don't know who's going to make it to the top of the heap. So people will ride these up.
That's why you sell. You sell high, right?
Well, you buy low and you sell high. Yeah. I've always been told that.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah,
and that's what we're going to do. We're going to sell high.
Oh, definitely.
Energous, which is on the little stock ticker thing, it's
WATT. Or you'll go broke.
You look it up in the letters WATT. WATT.
WATT.
You know the big Jumbotron in the New York Stock Exchange?
Yes.
And they just have acronyms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, mine's WATT.
You're a WATT guy now.
It's right. Am I right?
But that's what the ticker symbol is.
So you bought.
I sound like I know what I'm talking about, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I mean, it is impressive. So you bought some stock?
Oh, yeah. I bought $500.
Worth of stock.
Okay. Now,
that's what small players do.
Right. And, Ted, this is an example, could be possibly an example, of years down the road, because it's got a lot of growth in this technology, that like people that bought IBM in the 70s, and then you just cash out and you're millionaires.
Well, here's what
do you think of that?
Like Jason's talking about the small ball for the guy out there, that no matter where your financial situation is and no matter how much money you have, there's always should be a small portion of your money that really should belong in speculation or aggressive growth or that flight risk, right? You know, it doesn't mean if you have $100 that you're going to put $99 in this kind of program, but you know, there might be $5 of your $100 of your total portfolio that you say, look, I'm willing to take some risk, because without taking that risk, no matter how you do it, you're never going to make that reward. But you only want to do it for what you can afford to lose, Because in this case, I told Jason, I think it will be boom or bust, right? It's either going to really hit it or basically it will end up like the last Harris
trade. And what happened? What happened the first day that we bought some? It was up 0.45%.
Right.
So I made 0.45% more.
It's like winning the first hand at the tables in Hara.
I feel like both of you are laughing at me. I thought that I was like really on target on this. Like you guys would be blown away by
all this. I'm proud of you that you went looking and that you found a stock and that you ran it by Ted and that you actually invested. You went on it. You have to look down the road, right? You have to. You have to see these things.
I will say there were early days in here, way before everybody owned companies like Apple and Amazon, that, you know, I had clients when Amazon was at $20 a share and Apple was at $30 a share. The people said, look, I see this as a long-term investment, right? And if you can stick with the ups and downs of the long term, some of these companies, not all of them, will end up doing really well. I had years ago that bought an energy drink company in the Middle East. It was called Celsius Holdings. It was trading for 20 cents.
That's a horrible name for a soda.
Celsius Holdings.
Yeah, you drink it on ISIS. Yeah. Oh, come on.
That's not bad. That's good.
Thank you very much.
I just gave you a gold star. You made me laugh out loud. I just about spit out my coffee. That was really good.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, good thing great. You didn't take over Middle the branding East. For the company.
Middle Eastern Energy.
That would have been bad.
They went from 20 cents to about $5 in a couple of years. So, you know, on a $500 or $1,000 investment, you end up making $15,000 or $20,000. So it can happen. You just have to know going into it when you do these things. The tips from the friend, the thing you heard at the party, the research you saw in a magazine that you said this could be the one, you also have to be willing to know you could lose everything.
Well, I got this from a website called stockbag.com. I think
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Stockbag. So, do you want to tell us your source? You really, was it Stockbag or
no?
You're on the toilet, you read something? I mean, how did you come up with this great idea?
There was an article on CNN.com about this company. Actually, it was about the technology. I think it was like the inventor of the cell phone. They had an interview with him, and he got into talking about the wireless charging of phones, which will be the next wave for your mobile device. Okay. So I did that, and then I researched it. And there are some, you know, speculation and negative reviews on this. But the way I looked at it was just like Ted Jenkin is saying here, is that, you know, you have to take a small portion of your savings and to take a chance. And this is a very, very small chance.
Well, the good example of this is that UPS just signed a deal with a company that has e-gen trucks. So they're basically electric trucks that have drones. And they're trying to test now whether the drones can get the packages to the door as fast as the guy can get the packages to the door, right?
Oh, so you mean the drone leaves the truck? It doesn't just fly all around. It just leaves the truck so the driver doesn't have to get out of the vehicle.
That's right.
Okay.
That's... UPS has got that stuff tracked to the second, like how fast it will take someone to get to the door and back to the truck. And if they can save 3 or 4 seconds per delivery, it could be substantial. Then again, if it doesn't work, that company's not going to be worth a lot of money.
Here's also the risk that you take, and it's almost just kind of taking a guess, is that there's always going to be more than one company, especially these tech companies, that are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes into a patent pending and how China steals all the patents and a different conversation. But you almost have to guess what company is going to come out of all of them. Remember, like when Blu-ray came out, there was the equivalent
called Red Vibe.
No, but there was a different type of Blu-ray DVD, and then only Blu-ray was able to survive. So there's going to be a survivor when it's all said and done.
Sure.
For the average investor, Jason, just take the cell phone business and look at companies like BlackBerry and Nokia. You know, look at those companies that all 10, 15 years ago, there wasn't an executive that didn't have a BlackBerry. Now, no executives have a BlackBerry or hardly any. So you do have to determine in the sea of sameness in a thing like rechargeable batteries, for example. Everyone says electric charging stations are going to be all around the country. Well, who's going to have the rechargeable battery? Who's going to dominate in that kind of sector? You have to try and pick the winner.
Do you remember that movie? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Do you remember, Nate? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Blast from the Past?
Blast from the Past.
Okay. Oh, I got to see this. I don't know this movie.
Great.
And his father is Christopher Walken.
Yes.
And his mother is well-known actress. And then also his love interest is Alicia Silverstone. So anyway, they've been living underground for their entire lives. So he finally goes up to civilization. But they've kept things from back in like the 60s and 70s. And he's got all of these IBM stocks from day one.
Oh, man.
So he's a gazillionaire.
And doesn't even know it until he gets up.
Totally random and silly, but every time like something like this comes up, I want to be Brendan Fraser from Blast from the Past. I want to go, dude, I bought Watt in 2016. Or what is it called again? Energis. Which is a better energy drink name than the Middle East.
Yeah, it does. It sounds better.
By the way.
Okay.
So that's what I thought it was when you sent it to me at first. I said, why does Jason want to buy energy drink company? But then it turned out it wasn't that.
No.
So you read up on it?
Yeah, basically, company hasn't sold anything, so you know it doesn't make any money right now. So you're betting on the technology.
Yeah, it will eventually. I'm in for the long haul.
I don't want to laugh at you.
Please don't.
I want to know that you've done something great.
Well, I could have maybe possibly
anything you do reflects on me.
Well, you need to get in on.
I'm thinking about buying some Watt. I might as well go down the hole with him.
Is that the proper terminology, by the way?
You buy some Watt.
I just want some Watt.
It's not like you're trying to buy drugs on the street.
Hey man, I'm a Watt dealer.
Hey,
it's
Ted,
what I do.
Hey, over at Oxygen Financial, you guys got any Watt? I'm jonesing for some Watt.
Come on, let's all sit around and do some Watt.
All right, what'd you want to
say? Up with $500 a Watt.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. I'll do the same. That's what you did. $500.
That's all I can afford.
Hey man, life's too short, people. This is why
I buy Watt.
And it's why I deal with Ted. I'm like, Ted, help me.
Just to clarify, Ted Jenkins and Oxygen Financial is not pushing a stock on you.
No, this is Bailey.
Right?
No, we can't give stock advice on the air.
But I can.
Yeah, you can. I'm a sucker. I'm in.
But that's what you do, right? Because you've had, I know we've got to wrap things up here, but that's what people do. That, you know, there are the boom or bust moments, but the boom moments are the ones that stand out and people make a lot of money.
Well, it's funny you say it because, you know, when people look at their 401ks, nobody wakes up and says, I got to buy more of the ABC Blue Chip Growth and Income Fund. It's all complicated, but I do recommend at some point that you buy at least one stock or two stocks because it gives you interest in your money. And now you're going to follow it every day, whereas the funds in your 401k, you don't follow them every day. But this thing, you will have it on your phone, your computer.
It's like fantasy football.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It gives you an interest. You know, you get excited about it.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Well, Ted Jenkins, thank you so much. How can people find you again? Please give all that information.
Yeah, just go to oxygenfinancial.net. You know, if you're thinking about getting something started, whether it's small or big or whatever it may be, or you want to learn more how to potentially pick some stocks for yourself, go to oxygenfinancial.net.
And also, cannot thank you guys enough over at Oxygen Financial and Atlanta Law Group for providing the will for our will contest. We're wrapping that up this week, but that's another thing that we've been talking with you about for the last couple of weeks after Prince's death and people coming to you and getting their monies straightened out and organized. But, I mean, it's full service over there. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And as you can see, everybody has come out of the woodwork for Prince, so you got to get one. You got to get
you
one done.
You got to get a will. Oxygen Financial.
All right, Ted Jenkins. Hey, don't forget, win a will. You have till, I guess, tomorrow to go to BaileyandSouthside.com and sign up. Again, thanks to Ted Jenkins, Oxygen Financial, Atlanta Law Group. Headlines, round number two here up next. Good stuff to give to you. Two big stories from today. All you have to do is match up Brandy right there, her audio with her headlines, and we'll take good care of you. 404-741-7625. Your heads up for headlines. Did your Braves win last night? And Def Leppard meets Def Leppard. Fantastic story. Headlines here next. It's Bailey and Southside Rock 100.5.